today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
It's been exactly 3 weeks since House Democrats announced they were going to begin the process of impeaching the president. It's been 1 week since Donald Trump, on behalf of the United States, abandoned our allies, the Kurds, in Syria after giving Turkey's authoritarian leader Erdogan his blessing to invade. And Congress officially returns Tuesday after a 2 week recess, while 12 of the Democratic presidential hopefuls take the debate stage again Tuesday night. All this following one of the most consequential weeks of impeachment developments, this week promises to be a doozy. A number of high-profile witnesses are scheduled to give sworn depositions behind closed doors this week, starting with Trump's former top aide on Russia, Fiona Hill, who spent upwards of 10 hours testifying on Monday. Hill reportedly told Congress that Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, and the U.S. ambassador to the European Union, Gordon Sondland, circumvented the administration to pursue a shadow foreign policy on Ukraine. Hill reportedly raised concerns about Giuliani's efforts in Ukraine and also spoke in support of ousted U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch, who testified Friday. According to reports, Hill told lawmakers that after former National Security Advisor John Bolton learned about Giuliani's efforts to get Ukraine's government to investigate Trump's political opponents, that Bolton told Hill that he wanted no part of Giuliani's and acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney's, quote, drug deal. Yes, he called it a drug deal. Bolton told Hill to report the situation to the top lawyer at the National Security Council, that would be John Eisenberg. Bolton also referred to Giuliani as a, quote, hand grenade. Hill told lawmakers she considered what was happening to be a clear counterintelligence risk to the United States. And the depositions continue. On Tuesday, George Kent, a Ukraine expert at the State Department, is expected to testify. Tuesday's also the deadline for Giuliani, Defense Secretary Mark Esper, Acting OMB Director Vaught, and the Office of Vice President Mike Pence to all turn over documents that have been subpoenaed. On Wednesday, former Mike Pompeo advisor Michael McKinley, who just resigned from the State Department last week, is set to be in the hot seat. On Thursday, it's the long-awaited deposition of the U.S. ambassador to the European Union, Gordon Sondland. And on Friday, Laura Cooper, a defense official who works on Ukraine, is scheduled to be deposed. Friday's also the deadline for Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney and Energy Secretary Rick Perry to turn over documents that have been subpoenaed. Stay tuned. Now, if you're like me, you're asking, why is all this testimony happening behind closed doors? Well, on Monday night, Chris Hayes asked the same of Congressman Denny Heck, who was in the room for Fiona Hill's deposition.
Why are these being done as closed-door depositions?
Because they're depositions, right? We're conducting this to the highest standards and the best practices of investigations. We're not in the public hearing portion of this yet. We'll get there. But what we don't want is for all of the witnesses, some of whom will be hostile, to coordinate with one another, because that will impede us in our effort to get to the complete truth. And I think that's what the American public wants. Obviously, they're going to want to know all this information at some point. But for the time being, what they want us to do is get to the truth.
Okay, but don't take too long. We need those hearings televised. Meanwhile, the situation for the Kurds we abandoned in northeast Syria last week is getting more dire by the minute. The New York Times reporting, quote, Syrian government forces streamed into the country's northeast on Monday, seizing towns where they had not set foot in years and filling a vacuum opened up by President Trump's decision to abandon the United States' Syrian Kurdish allies. Less than a week after Turkey launched that incursion into northern Syria with Trump's apparent approval, President Bashar al-Assad of Syria, considered a war criminal by the U.S., struck a deal with our former allies, the Kurds, putting them now in cooperation with not only the government of Syria, but the Russians, too. In typical Trump fashion, he created a crisis, then tries swooping in to save the day with a fix to his manufactured catastrophe. On Monday night, in a letter to Congress, Trump issued an executive order declaring a national emergency due to the situation in and in relation to Syria, and in particular, the recent actions by the government of Turkey to conduct a military offensive into northeast Syria. The Washington Post reporting, quote, the Trump administration called on Turkish President Erdogan to implement an immediate ceasefire in northern Syria and impose sanctions against Turkey on Monday in response to its military aggression. Nancy Pelosi said of the president's plan to sanction Turkey, quote, President Trump has unleashed an escalation of chaos and insecurity in Syria. His announcement of a package of sanctions against Turkey falls very short of reversing that humanitarian disaster. The Washington Post reiterates, Donald Trump gave Turkey the green light to attack our Kurdish partners, betraying the thousands of fighters who gave their lives to keep the world safe from the barbarism of ISIS. His erratic decision-making is threatening lives, risking regional security, and undermining America's credibility in the world. Pelosi noted that the House will vote on a bipartisan package to disapprove of Trump's decision this week. The Senate is also expected to vote on the joint resolution. I got to do. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com. Please click on that donate button.